here. This way. Hurry. Gotcha. Hey, shh, it's all right. You're okay. Just breathe. You did a great job. I don't think I've ever seen you run so fast. What were those? Oh, they were just your nightmares. Well, technically they were monsters, but you're the one that created them. Oh, I'm sorry. I did not mean to. Right. My apologies. Introductions are in order. I am the Dream King. And it was not my intention to frighten you. I could hear your cries for help. And your nightmare seemed, well, pretty intense to say the least. I figured you wouldn't mind me saving you. Real? Oh, of course not. This is just in your head, silly. It's all a dream. You are still very much asleep. Ow! That hurt. Well, of course I can feel you. I already told you who I am. I'm the Dream King. Some people also refer to me as the Lord of Dreams or the Shaper of Words, the Weaver of Tales, the Sandman, or that. But that's one I haven't heard in a while. What about my actual name? Sorry, but that's a secret. Maybe I'll tell you someday. Anyway, you get the idea. I watch over you in your sleep. Well, everyone in the waking world anyway. As much as I am able. But lately the nightmares have been kind of getting out of control. What are you apologizing for? It's not like it's your fault. You're just a human. You don't know anything about the dream realm. Oh, my apologies. That was rude of me to say it in such a manner. I just meant that, well, you're inexperienced in this world. Oh, I see. Well, from the looks of it, you didn't really have much control over your dream, did you? No, it's fine. It's really hard for people to control their own dreams and thoughts, and desires and whatnot. But all of that stuff in your head manifests in here. Most of the time, it's pleasant. But sometimes it can turn dark. And then you fall down the rabbit hole of nightmares that you cannot escape. And most of the time, I have no need to interfere in dreams. I just watch them from afar, just to make sure that everyone is safe. But for some reason, your nightmares have been progressively getting worse and worse. May I ask, is there something going on with you in the waking world? Well, it could be anything. Like a family member passing away, moving to a new place. Something dramatic for you. Nothing. That can't be right. Something must have changed for you. Are you telling me the truth, human? Right, my apologies. You do have a name, after all. Well, it's not that I don't like your name, but... in here, you go by many different names. It's hard to tell which one you prefer. Well, how about I just call you Stardew until you make up your mind? Well, I think it sounds cute. My little Stardew. My apologies. I will not boop your nose again. So, back to the matter at hand. Your nightmares. If nothing dramatic is going on with you in the waking world, they should not be as bad as they are. I wonder what could be happening. Oh, don't worry. It's nothing for you to concern yourself with. It just means that maybe there's something else going on in the dream realm that's causing them. If it's not your own psyche, that is. I'll have to do some investigating. What? There is one thing, you say. All right, do go on. Well, it's not much. But even such a small change could have a huge effect on you. Did this upset you? It did. And it's something you're probably constantly thinking about, yes? Well, there you go. That might be why you're continuing to have these nightmares. It may seem small and insignificant, but sometimes, even the smallest drop of water can have rippling effects. So don't underestimate anything. No matter how small it seems to be. All right. Well, how about you focus on something else for the rest of the night? To try to keep the nightmares out, I mean. That is, if you want to get a good night's sleep. Well, you could focus on the stars. They seem to be really bright in here. You must like the night sky. And, as you know, nighttime is the perfect time for dreaming. Daydreaming, sleep dreaming, any kind of dreaming, really. Tell me, what is your biggest dream? No, not an actual dream, silly. I mean in the waking world. Something you've always wanted to do. Or maybe a career goal. Thinking of something like that can help keep you positive. Focus on what you want, and the steps it would take you to get there. Well, for example, if you wanted to be like a famous artist or something, of course you would have to start by making the art, then finding the best ways to sell it or go to showcases, share it on your social media, that kind of thing. The list goes on and on. You can do it with pretty much anything. Every goal has a beginning, middle, and an end point. Oh, I see. That sounds pretty decent. Not bad. I like your dream. It's kind of inspiring. All right, we'll focus on that then. Hey, look. The stars have started to move around. That means it's working. You should be safe for tonight from the nightmares. Well, my job is done. I should be on my way now. Farewell, my little Stardew. Yes? Is there something I'd forgotten? You don't want me to leave just yet. Oh, I see. My apologies. I did not realize you were still scared. You look fine. And everything appears to be in one piece. Oh, right. I shouldn't have touched you without asking permission. But still, even looking at your face... But if you insist I stay for a little bit longer, I guess it's pointless to argue with you. Humans are very... well, let's just say stubborn. Just an observation. Tell you about what? The Dream Realm. Well, there's not much to tell. I'm sure you've already noticed. It's controlled by your dreams. And this is your dream in particular. I can travel to everyone's dreams. And each dream is protected by its own, what should I call it? Dream shield type of a thing. Which makes it harder for humans to cross into other people's dreams. For example, you couldn't just walk into your parents' dream unannounced. Or your friend down the street, that sort of thing. So you're kind of trapped in here in a weird way. But it can be as big or as small as you want. It depends on your imagination, I suppose. In here, one world can become two. Two can become three, and so on and so forth. Pretty much, in the dream realm, the sky is the limit. Even when it comes to your own physical pain. Yes. But most people don't feel pain from the dream realm in the real one. That would be silly. But possible. Oh, of course, anything is possible. Well, if you were to leave your dream, it would be extremely difficult. But I suppose it's doable. It's also extremely risky. The few humans that have managed to pull it off typically don't make it back to their bodies in time to wake. And then they're trapped in my realm for eternity. And pronounced dead in yours. Oh, I assure you, it is very much real. Haven't you ever wondered what happens to those humans that pass away in their sleep? It's a lot more common than you think. It's because they wandered a little too far to the edge. And once they realized it, they were gone. It was far too late for their souls to return back to their bodies. So don't even think about trying to leave your dream, or you may never return here. And then you will never again open your eyes in the waking world. I doubt your friends and family would be too happy about that. Well, there is one way. But it was only if I took you around with me. You see, dreams are complicated. Let me show you. You see this gold string here? This is what's connecting me to your dream. And the only way for me to get out of this one is for me to follow the string. The only reason you can see it now is because I'm letting you. But typically, it's invisible to your eyes. And once I get out of your dream, there's billions and billions of other gold strings just like this one all around. In what I like to call the dreamscape. Kind of like my base, if you will. Where I can monitor everyone's dreams from there. Then when nightmares happen, the strands change color. Sometimes they're red, sometimes purple. And there's also the black thread, which means a person has passed away. At that point, their dream thread slowly fades to nothing, and I am unable to enter their dreams at all. Their subconscious also disappears. Where does it go? Into the next life, of course. What, did you really think this one was the only life you would ever have? Humans are so narrow-minded. But enough of that. I've already revealed far too much to you. It's time for you to get back to your dream and get some real rest. I will be going now. Forget about me. Why, did you want to? I could easily make you forget all of this, if that would help you sleep. Oh, ow. You didn't have to yell so loud. Did you forget how echoey it is in here? All right, easy, calm down. You're not going to forget about me. I promise. And don't worry. Hopefully we've solved the problem of your nightmares, at least for the time being. Come back. I'm afraid that's impossible. I've interfered far too much with you. You'll never see me again after this. Hey, it's all right. Don't worry. I'll always be here watching over your dreams, even if you can't see me. Remember that. All right. I must go. Time is short. All right then. Have sweet dreams. Stardew. My name. You just don't give up, do you? You can just call me Morpheus. Until next time.